The senator's time has expired. Who yields time?
Mr. President.
Senator from Hawaii.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that my full statement be made part of the record.
Without objection, so ordered.
Mr. President, we are on the threshold of conflict. Mr. President, we are on the edge of the battlefield. And I'm here, Mr. President, to implore my colleagues, be patient. Give pause before making the irrevocable decision to cross that threshold. The Constitution of the United States of America, in Article 1, Section 8, charges the Congress with the authority to declare war.
We continue to bring you Senate debate on a resolution asking for more time for economic sanctions to work. As we listen to the debate in the Senate, House members are now voting on a resolution stating that Congress must approve any offensive action against Iraq. It is called the Bennett-Durbin resolution. And while this resolution is not taking a position on the immediate use of force, it does state that Congress alone has the power to declare war. We're looking at the vote tally, yay and nay, on the Bennett-Durbin resolution as we continue to listen to historic Senate debate.
And the eyes of history upon us. The decision to send our legions into combat to cross the threshold of conflict is a decision which is now entrusted to our care. And once we choose to take that fateful step, then and only then can the President of the United States perform his wartime function as Commander-in-Chief. Mr. President, 6 months ago, Saddam Hussein was a leader unknown to most Americans. Today, his deeds are known to all. He has captured our attention, sparked our outrage, and aroused our patriotism.
Local cable companies have the option at this time to cut away for a commercial message. CNN continues live coverage of debates in the House and Senate on historic resolutions concerning the Persian Gulf crisis.
Saddam Hussein has become the bully, the new bully on the block, brandishing his weapons of mass destruction as if they were toys and brutalizing those he claims to champion. And so the community of nations has been correct in his repudiation of Saddam Hussein and his wanton rape of Kuwait, because if left to stand, his conquest will provide an example to other countries whose despotic leaders harbor hidden designs on their neighbors who seek the readjustment through intimidation of settled international borders. Mr. President, those who know me know that I'm not one to shrink from a fight or retreat from the field of battle. The defense of freedom, I believe, is a duty which falls to every individual who cherishes our way of life. My generation paid a terrible price to safeguard this nation, a price which tragically and unfortunately has been paid many times since. And so it is for this reason that I feel compelled to counsel caution as we move ever closer to the January 15th deadline. Mr. President, the power which the United States and our allies are now prepared to unleash against Iraqi forces is awesome. A devastating and humiliating defeat for Saddam Hussein can be the only possible outcome. At the same time, it is a tragic illusion to believe that the United States will not suffer casualties. Just how numerous those casualties will be is impossible to say. We are playing the numbers game. But please remember, behind each number is a human being with his loved ones. We owe it to our forces in the field, our young American men and women.
For those viewers rejoining us following a local commercial break, CNN is bringing you live coverage of congressional actions in the Persian Gulf crisis. Again, you are listening to Senator Daniel Inouye from Hawaii debating certain Senate resolutions. You are watching the House vote on the Bennett-Durbin resolution. That resolution states that Congress, and Congress alone, must approve any offensive action against Iraq. Now, again, this is not taking a position on the immediate use of force, as the senators are debating. This is simply stating that Congress alone has the power to declare war. So far, 134, 135 House members have now voted yes, 58 have voted no.
Perseverance and clear vision. There should be no doubt as to the justness of our cause or the firmness of our resolve. We are a nation that has long shed our blood to reverse the conquest and oppression of others, and I'm certain we will do so again. The invasion of weak states by the mighty will forever be a rallying cry for free peoples everywhere. The outrage which we in this chamber felt upon learning of Iraq's invasion on August the 2nd has since been shared by most nations of the world. And so we stand together to a reversal of these events at the earliest possible moment. My colleagues, the hour of action is nearly upon us. As the men and women of Operation Desert Shield gird for war, we at home must remain united, firm in our resolve to support them through the difficult weeks and months ahead. I believe that we should withhold our swords until it is clear beyond any reasonable doubt that economic and political sanctions will not work. But then, if Mesopotamia, the ancient cradle of civilization, must once again become a cauldron of conflict, then let it be for the principles which the countries of the United Nations reaffirmed in 12 Security Council resolutions. Let it be for the peace and stability of a region vital to American national interests. Mr. President, in years to come, Americans may be singing songs of glory about this war in the desert, but let it be forever remembered that many of those who did participate in that war may just remember pain, brutality, and ugliness.